Dr. Caldwell of Germany has the highest cancer success rate in the country of Germany. He's treated over 35,000 patients, mostly terminal cancer patients. Without drugs or surgery, but rather by using techniques to simply reduce stress, in effect correcting a person's thinking, he has cured more people of cancer than any person in German history. Think about it. No drugs, no surgery, not even any herbs or anything taken orally, just by working on thoughts. 35,000 terminal cancer patients, or mostly terminal cancer patients, highest success rate of cancer cure, simply by working on stress levels. That's powerful. That's unbelievable. That's front page news, but we're not hearing about it. Amazing, isn't it? Dr. Norman Cousins wrote the book, The Anatomy of an Illness, where he documented how laughing, which reduces stress, without drugs and surgery, put his cancer, increased use of drugs, both prescription and non-prescription. And the only people that'll be happy is the drug companies, because they'll be making more money on you. Now, some people always ask, if everything I say in this book is true, well, how did Aunt Millie live to be 85 years old? Well, first, I would say that I would like to offer my condolences for Aunt Millie's premature death. It is sad to see someone die so young, at only 85. You see, I believe that the human body, like all mammals, should live to be well over 100 years old. When you compare the lifespans of virtually all mammals, they live well in excess of what would be equivalent of 120 human years. So dying at 85, to me, is dying pretty young. Now, secondly, Aunt Millie lived the first half of her life during a time where the amount of toxins being put into the food supply and into her body was a fraction of what it is today. I hear a lot about the alleged fact that we are living longer now than ever before. Now, folks, this is categorically not true. Yes, it is true that people lie in nursing homes and in hospital beds, hooked up to life support devices to keep that physical body alive for years and years. But realistically, these people aren't living. The statistics on that, he went into, he had this heart specialist as a doctor. This guy was a heart expert, a heart specialist. My dad would see this guy every 6 months. And the guy would say, after a complete checkup, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You're fine. One day, my father can't breathe. He has pains in his chest. They bring him to the hospital, and they go, oh, my God, all of your arteries are completely blocked. You need immediate bypass surgery. I call up the doctor and go, hey, oh, excuse me. You just saw my dad 4 months ago. You said he was fine. Do you tell me 4 months ago he had no blockages in his arteries, and those developed in the last 4 months? Think about it. Those arteries didn't clog up in 4 months. They clogged up in 40 years. Slowly, over time, they began to clog up. Why wait for them to be clogged? Someone always asks me, well, what if you found out you had clogged arteries? What would you do? Well, first off, I have my arteries checked every year or two, and I see where's the blood flow, and I just monitor it. The last time I checked, is the blood flow the same, or is it slowly beginning to get restricted. I'm going to know if my arteries are in the process of becoming clogged 30 years before they get clogged. Do you understand? Does that make sense? I check my pH levels, which I'll talk about. There's a pH test you can do. I know that if my body pH is out of the free flow of information in the area of healthcare is at an all-time high. And folks, it's getting worse. So I can't give you the specific names of the individual products I recommend. Nor can I give you in this book the names of the companies that sell these products. I have been forbidden by the Federal Trade Commission. However, if you do go to my website, www.naturalcures.com, and become a private member, you can email me and I'll be happy to give you my personal recommendations. Keep in mind, I do not sell any of the products I recommend. I am not paid by the companies to recommend their products. I am not compensated in any way if you choose to buy the products that I recommend or not. The only thing that I sell on the website, I do sell some books and some additional information. And I donate much of the profits that I earn to organizations that promote health and freedom. If this is as outrageous to you as it is to me, please go to www.naturalcures.com and become a member. Becoming a member, not only will you have access to all the information on the website, you'll be able to email me directly and ask me questions, and I'll get right back to you. You have direct access. Order the books from us. And if you're interested, you can, you know, have all this information available to you. With that said, all of these things are very important and can have a dramatic impact on your health. Number one, see natural health care providers on a regular basis. When you have a car that you love and cherish, you keep it clean on the inside and out. You do not wait for the car to make funny noises or stop running. You instead bring the car in on a regular basis for maintenance. This regular maintenance is designed to prevent any problems from occurring. Your body should be treated in a similar fashion. You should be seeing various natural health care providers from a variety of disciplines, even when you don't experience symptoms. Seeing more than one is valuable so that all bases are covered. I recommend you see maybe a homeopathic doctor, a chiropractor, a herbalist. Again, I would recommend you see them on a regular basis to make sure that everything is kept up to speed. And if there's any issues, it's found out very, very early so it can be addressed before you even have any symptoms. Number two. This is a big one. Stop taking non-prescription and prescription, better than none at all. Number six, do a candida elimination program. If you've ever taken a single dose of antibiotics any time in your life, you have a candida yeast overgrowth in your body. This overgrowth is most common in the intestine but can infiltrate your entire body. This overgrowth can be a cause of virtually every symptom you can imagine. Headaches, gas, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, nausea, allergies, asthma, fibromyalgia, arthritis, diabetes, constipation, yeast infections, dandruff, acne, bad breath, fatigue, depression, stress, and on and on. Doing a program that eliminates the excess candida from your body is one of the backbones of good health. The most common side effect of excess candida is the inability to lose weight. People who eliminate excess candida virtually always lose massive amounts of weight without even trying. And their belly gets really flat because the candida is generally in the intestines. Candida also causes food cravings and can make you eat when you're not hungry. When candida is normalized, a person's appetite can be dramatically reduced so that you're just simply not that hungry anymore. Number seven, buy a juice machine and use it. Now, animals don't own juice, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and cofactors. That is a fact. There is no way you can get all the nutrients you need by eating food. That's a myth. As I mentioned, the food has been depleted so much, even raw organic food is depleted. And no one's eating raw organic food anyway. You're eating crap in the fast food restaurants and boxes and cans, which have been even more depleted. But you'd have to eat 10, 20 times the amount of food as you are now. It'd have to be all organic, and it's still not going to be the same nutrients as you did 50 years ago. There simply is no way you're getting the nutrients you need. Having the proper amount of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and cofactors allows your body to operate as it was designed. The best way to get this needed nutrition is by making fresh juice. But I also suggest buying whole food concentrate nutritional supplements. Your product should not contain any chemical or synthetic nutrients, but only raw, organic food sources. I don't recommend taking vitamins and mineral tablets. I recommend, number one, drinking juice as the way to get the nutrients. But in a realistic world, we can't do that. So you need to go to the health food store and get a whole food supplement. Now, I take one myself. They're not individual vitamins and minerals. It's basically concentrated food. So all the nutrients are in the exact proportion that they are in nature. And I give you my recommendations on that an incredibly toxic animal that is unnaturally obese and diseased. An organic animal is allowed to roam naturally, grows at its normal rate, and is not loaded with toxins or diseased. A conventional animal is fed an unnatural diet of chemicals and feed that it would never eat naturally. Conventional cows, for example, are also fed ground-up cow parts, pig parts, goat parts, and horse parts. Many of these ground-up animal parts are from diseased, sick animals that are not fit for human consumption. Keep in mind the cow is a vegetarian and not designed to be eating ground-up diseased animal parts. A grass-fed, organic cow eats grass as it would in nature, and the grass has not been laced with chemical fertilizers, herbicides, and pesticides. A conventional animal is slaughtered by being shot in the head with a bolt. The animal experiences incredible pain and trauma. Adrenaline, which is highly poisonous, permeates the animal's tissue. The blood, which is loaded with the toxins, also permeate the tissue. The trauma causes the energy field in and around the animal to become highly negative. The animal usually dies in its own. It will lose between 3 to 15 pounds simply by doing this procedure. Your hair, your skin, your nails begin to radiate and glow with health. Your energy levels can skyrocket. Depression, stress, anxiety, and fatigue usually are dramatically reduced or totally eliminated. And food cravings are reduced or vanish completely. Number 24, sweat. Your body is supposed to sweat. It's very natural, and it's an excellent way to eliminate toxins. If you don't sweat, toxins do build up in your system. The best way to sweat is by using a dry sauna. Number 25, get a chiropractic adjustment, and ideally get them on a regular basis. Every chiropractor is different, and they use slightly different techniques. Some are great, some are good, and a few maybe not so good. If you've never gotten a chiropractic adjustment, you need one. Because of our lifestyle, our spines get misaligned. It's not whether you need one or not. You categorically have a misaligned spine right now. Absolutely. Realigning your spine allows energy to flow throughout your entire body. I personally see a chiropractor at least once a month for a tune-up. Even if you have no pain, never feel hungry, a nibble or two, they're great. The amount of nutrients in them, the oils in them, they're fantastic for you.